good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. The Prime Minister tells BJP MPs Parliament has been insulted by the opposition. Papers are torn. He refers to a papri chaat remark on passing bills. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi's breakfast opposition meet after that cycle protest. And poster protest in Parliament, how to get on camera. Opposition MPs come up with innovative ways. The R rate, or the infection rate, is now above 1 in 8 states. The second wave is not over, warns the government. Meanwhile, an overnight wait for vaccinations in Bengal, Mumbai, opens up from today. Kumaramangalam Birla offers his stake in Vodafone to the government. This letter made public, and over 2,700 crores lost in the Vodafone market cap today. Will only two big telecom players now be left in the market? Meanwhile, the Sensex and Nifty record high on improved economic numbers. A 9-year-old girl cremated in haste in Delhi. The family alleges gang rape and murder. The grieving mother says, "I could save only my child's feet." The main accused, the priest, had cremated her. From a family of scrap collectors, the girl had gone to collect water at the crematorium where she was allegedly attacked by the priest and his accomplices in India's capital. This shame of a 9-year-old girl killed and cremated without her family's consent. India's Olympians will be special guests at Red Fort on Independence Day, 15th August. A special invite from the Prime Minister for the Red Fort celebrations and also dinner at his residence. Meanwhile, the Indian men's hockey team loses to Belgium but still have a chance for the bronze. Back from a mental health struggle, Simone Biles triumphs. She wins a bronze in a gymnastics event today. And now a no-kissing zone outside this Mumbai residential complex.